Right, it is 11:51. This is Kay Adams taking up to 12, and then John Beattie takes over. Mass murderer Anders Breivik, who you'll be familiar with, the right-wing extremist who killed 69 people at a summer camp for young political activists on the island of Utøya in July 2011 in Norway, of course, and set off a car bomb in the capital, killing 8 people. He's in the headlines again after getting a favourable ruling for him against the Norwegian state at the European Convention for Human Rights. So how has Norway reacted to this, and where does that particular country's interpretation of someone's human rights come from? Here to discuss it, Lars Bevanger, who is a Norwegian journalist, and also Andrew Tikell, who's a law lecturer at Glasgow Caledonian University. Morning, both.
Good morning.
Lars, if I can speak to you first. What's the general kind of reaction in Norway to this decision that Anders Breivik's human rights have been transgressed?
Well, the reaction has been fairly mixed, to be honest. Some are angry still that he was allowed to bring this case in the first place. We have to remember that his attack was an attack on Norwegian democracy and the very state that he's now turned to in order to get better conditions in prison. He blew up government buildings and killed budding politicians. At the same time, a lot of people also say that, well, you know, this just proves that our democracy and our judicial system is strong and fair. The fact that someone like him can also bring a case like this and be treated according to the letter of the law, no matter what he has done in the past.
I mean, his contention was that he was being kept in solitary confinement. Apparently, there's more than that, isn't there? That there was a period of time at which he was woken up every half an hour, that he was strip searched on occasions in front of female officers, which is something that he objected to. So it wasn't just the solitary confinement element to it, was it?
That's true, but I think a lot of this is in the past. The strip searching, the waking up at night was very much a part of the initial few months in prison, and the prison authorities argued that this was for his own safety and for the safety of the people who work in the prison. There are things now that will have to be looked into, for instance, whether he can now be able to meet his lawyer and a priest without being behind a glass wall, which is happening at the moment. But I think the solitary confinement bit is the most important part, and we might now see that he is being put into contact with other prisoners. But of course, in the end, the prison authorities will have to assess whether that is a risk worth taking.
And his legal costs will be paid?
His legal costs will be paid. Now, this case might be appealed by the state. We know that Breivik himself is not going to appeal, but the state might still do that. If they don't, they will have to pay the costs, which is some £28,000. But of course, Breivik himself owes millions of Norwegian kroner, or millions of pounds, if you like, after what he did, the cost of rebuilding the infrastructure in Oslo that he blew up. Of course, the cost to all those families who lost their loved ones is almost immeasurable.
I remember, Lars, at the time of this terrible, terrible massacre, as it was. There was, in the days afterwards, a lot of recognition of the way that Norway and the Norwegian people kind of handled themselves, and in the face of such a great tragedy, with great kind of dignity and stoicism. And it feels as if it is a country that takes human rights, and however you would define them, and I'm interested to see what Andrew thinks, very seriously. And I was very struck last night. I was watching some of the coverage of this, and the court, of course, was convened in the gym hall of the prison for security reasons. But all of the sort of legal people there went down the line and shook hands with all of the people in the court, including Breivik themselves, which, for me, being used to what happens here, I was kind of knocked back by.
Yeah, I think people in Norway are priding themselves on the fact that the judicial system is seen to be fair and treats everyone the same, and this level of civility, if you like, in the courtroom as well, is something that happens to everyone. and Breivik is nothing different. It's been a point throughout this sorry saga, if you like, from his first appearance in court, that he is nothing special. He should not be treated differently than anybody else. And that is, if you like, a kind of a victory for democracy against the terror that he inflicted on Norway.